This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. And I mean that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, what a mess they are creating for themselves. The loons on the left, that is. We'll see how that goes, how that will play out. So we got an hour of craziness. Some of the craziest stories you're going to find up on the web. And some of them make absolutely, look, perfect example. Now, I told you, when Trump got in, some of my religious friends thought, oh, finally a break. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not that simple. And again, like some of you think, it's not with a stroke of a pen that he can fix everything. Seriously. Now, the ACLU has gone after baby Jesus again, which is nothing new. They do this every year. But this is where Brad Dacus comes in, and Pacific Justice Institute. But some of you aren't calling him. You're giving in. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit. They want to make Timothy Sheen removed from the lawn of the county courthouse. The Ten Commandments and the law are fine, but the nativity scene, not so much. It's been part of the county's holiday tradition since 1980. It's installed every year by the Optimist Club. Now, the fun thing about this is this. These guys may or may not back down. I don't know. But the courts have ruled, Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over again that these things are fine. As long as you offer the same up to others. The Christmas display also included Santa and a snowman, and we know how religious Santa is. According to the lawsuit, Rush, I'm always going to kick out of that. You can't do Santa because it denotes religion. I'm sorry, I don't think it was Santa on the cross. I think it was Jesus on the cross, but, you know, what do I know? According to the lawsuit, Roger Lemunyan, he suffered harm and got triggered after he came across baby Jesus. Let me tell you what. If you got triggered because you saw a statue of baby Jesus, the problem is probably not baby Jesus, if you get what I'm saying. The ACLU says the inclusion of Christ's child makes a display unconstitutional. Not true. Liberty Counsel, a law firm that handles religious liberty cases, says it's entirely appropriate for the nativity scene to be public property. Publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional, especially when the display includes other secular symbols of the holiday. I will tell you that Rudolph is not found anywhere in the Bible, although I haven't read the whole Quran, so he maybe he's in there. I don't know. The Christmas thing, you ever notice that they never get upset at anything that has to do with Islam. And don't see those cowards from the Freedom From Religion. They never go after them for anything. Right? The Christmas display in Fulton County is no exception. Every year the ACLU unsuccessfully attempts to prove that it's wrong and against the law. Sounds like Mr. Lemunyan and the ACLU may be on Santa's naughty list this year. Be sure that, you know, listen. When you see these things and you hear about these things in your little town, can you please, instead of just backing off and starting to scream, look up groups like this. Right, look up Liberty Council. Get in touch with them. Get in touch with Pacific Justice Institute. I mean, seriously. Otherwise, if we don't push back, if we don't fight back, they win. These are little things. I get it. People are going, no, you know, it's little. Is it really worth fighting over? Well, today, yes. Yes. They scream and moan and groan about every little thing that's going on. Everything is an offense. Everything is a problem. Everything needs to go. It's time you start throwing it back at them. It's time you start to get them struggling and looking for, you know, for a way out. Or to have to defend what it is they're talking about. Seriously. All right, some more good news, I think. A judge today allows the Nevada Republicans to present voter fraud evidence. Now, we've heard from many that this is done, the president has withdrawn his case. Well, it's not true. See, this is where you guys, you've got to understand that not all the cases you're hearing about are coming from the Trump campaign. Some of them are coming from, you know, citizens that quickly ran in and well, citizen groups that filed lawsuits and they were turned away. The evidence is expected to be presented during a hearing on December 3rd. Americans will hear evidence from those who saw firsthand what happened, critical step for transparency and remedying the illegal ballots. Now, Josh Gersten, who works for Politico, he reported a Carson City judge will hear the election challenge filed by Trump electors and will allow 15 depositions for each side. Now, this is big news. Now, if you think about it, it really is big news. Because every other, you know, judge, in a lot of ways, have turned these things down. That's according to Matt Schlapp. He said a lot of people in the media have said that if you have evidence of voter fraud, show it. Well, listen, we have thousands of examples. And now we're going to see. I agree with them. I would have never said anything on TV. I would have never tipped my hand because it gives them time to figure out how to fight it. It gives them time to figure out how to bury it. If we get a fair hearing, I believe the results in Nevada should be switched, Schlapp said. You know, everybody keeps saying, yeah, but there's not enough votes. You don't know that, number one. And the reason I say you don't know that is because you were hearing about thousands and thousands of votes that came in after the fact. Why should we count those? I don't even care who they're for. Why should we count them? Only legal votes cast by people who have the legal right to vote. And they don't have the legal right to vote after they die. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. We can send an email to Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. I got so many things I want to talk about. We'll probably need 5 or 6 hours if you're good with that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And this is exactly, if you listen to the last story with the ACLU, not wanting the baby Jesus on public property. This is why it's so important, look, that you take these constitutional classes I've been pushing from Rick Green and the Patriot Academy. All right, I mean, they're teaching about it. They're teaching about where our founding fathers were. You have to read our founding fathers' letters to each other. What they saw, what they wanted for this country. It's really that simple. That's why you'll find out what's going on. You'll find out truly what they saw as what was a saving grace of this country, which was the belief in Christianity. Yet they weren't willing to push it or make it an official religion because that's what they were running from, partially what they were running from. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I grabbed the, figures. It hates me. I grabbed the video of the students on college campuses. I don't know what campus they were on yet, but they were talking about the government's restrictions for Thanksgiving. And when you hear them, and some of them are truly well informed. It's an argument I've had since I started doing the show with these people. Some of them truly are well informed, and some of them don't have the guts to say, you know what? I haven't really looked into that. I don't know. Let me tell you, as an adult, I have a lot more respect for you when you say, I don't know, when you try to fake the fact that you know. So let's hear what some of them have said about Thanksgiving, what they'd like to see, and whether they'd like to see it happen.
Back home.
So I'm going to go to Hialeah, see my family.
I plan on going home and visiting my family, and then coming back here on the Monday.
I'm just going to go home to see my family. We're going to stay at home and eat.
So I'm going home to Miami, and then I'm coming back again to Gainesville.
Well, I do plan on going home. I'll definitely be trying to wear a mask around my family, but otherwise I really miss them, and I only get to see them a couple times a year, so.
I'm going to go back home, Miami.
I'm going to see my family and my cousins. Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, are you planning on coming back on campus or staying back home?
I will end up coming back to campus, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to come back.
No, because I'm from New York, so I'd have to take like 2 more tests, so not worth it.
Why did you guys decide to come back after Thanksgiving?
I wanted to come back because, first of all, I'm paying for the dorm, so I want to get my money's worth and be up here. Second of all, I just feel like it'll be more lively compared to home right now, considering all my friends are at college anyways.
I just focus better like when I'm on my own schedule, and I feel like that's really hard to do at home, and it's nice to be able to come here with the libraries.
Just focus on exams, just stay in the same zone. I don't know. This is easier for me.
Some universities across the nation, for example, Boston University, they're actually encouraging their students to stay on campus during Thanksgiving and to just have a Friendsgiving instead of going back home to their family. What do you think of this?
That is a good idea. I like that idea, but I don't know, Thanksgiving, you're supposed to be with your family.
I think in an ideal world, that's the absolute best thing you can do, keep people who are all kind of quarantined in the same bubble in the same bubble.
So you don't think they should be able to go home and see their families?
I think it should be up to them, but that's probably the safest option.
Think about this. These kids now, these young people now have been programmed to actually believe that the government can shut all this stuff down, change your life, flip it over, and Thanksgiving, and we're going to do a piece in a minute. Yeah, it's not really Thanksgiving anymore. We stole it from the Native Americans or the Indians or whatever they were called or whatever they're going to be called. But when are we going to start fighting? When are we going to teach our kids to fight back? When are we going to teach our kids that you just don't do everything the authority says, especially if it's against the law? Especially if it truly does infringe on your freedoms. Take a listen.
Stretch. That's, I don't know about that one.
I guess that's one way to handle it, but I think that we should all be encouraged to go home and see our families.
Joe Biden has recommended that Thanksgiving gatherings be limited to no more than 10 people. What do you guys think of this?
I think that's honestly smart. Personally, like, we're having a lot smaller Thanksgiving, and it's sad, but hopefully I'll be able to see, like, other family from a distance. It makes sense.
I think that my choices are my choices and your choices are your choices, so.
I think that's definitely an excellent plan, and I will be abiding by that. We have me and my sister and brother who are here at school, and we're going to be kind of separate from our family at a second table, and it's going to be spread out.
Personally, I'm trying to keep it, like, small because, like, I don't want to put myself at risk. When I come back to, like, see my roommates, we don't want to put each other at risk.
I don't understand people who won't wear a mask when they're in proximity to people outside or inside, for example.
At your Thanksgiving dinner, will you be wearing a mask inside with your family?
That's what I'm planning on doing, like bringing a few masks.
Do you think the government...
Unreal. I'm going to wear a mask inside the house, yeah, protect everybody. 98%, what is it, 98.8% of people that test positive for this are fine, just fine. And the ones that really are at risk are people who already have health issues. CDC 2 months ago came out. I mean, people forget all these things. CDC 2 months ago came out and said only 6% of the deaths are pure COVID-related. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Now, some of you are going, yeah, but the other people would have died. Say, well, you don't know that. You don't know that. Some of them had some serious issues. I mean, I know it's a joke, but it's so true. The government is paying buku bucks for people who die from COVID in your hospital and more money if you put them on a ventilator. Right? We've had nurses write us. We've had doctors write us and tell us that they've been forced by the hospital to put the death was related to COVID. I'm trying to figure it out here. So if that's what's going to happen, if they're going to force them to lie, which they still shouldn't. I mean, heck, if you really want to think about this, COVID has been a godsend. If you don't believe in God, I guess it's a Mother Nature send. We've had almost no cases of the seasonal virus. Pretty much none. Right? Nobody's dying of heart disease. Nobody's dying of cancer. Come on, think about it. Even people who've been in auto accidents, if they've got COVID, they died from COVID-related issues. This is nuts. Why are we letting them get away with it? So we'll see in your house. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes. But Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign has a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrats, Democrat-concentrated areas, that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of law.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, do something to change things. Seriously. Again, I say 855-JOE-JOE and 855-732-5562. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. Okay, before I move on here, campusreform.org. Check them out. Campus Reform. If you want to see what's happening on college campuses, to check out that website. It'll make you nuts, but it'll inform you. So, students aren't so sure. They're really digging on Biden's lockdowns, on the Thanksgiving restrictions, on things like that. So, let's hear what that young... Because I want you to hear what the young people have to say, and we'll discuss. I promise.
Should have a role in telling Americans how many people they can or can't have at their holiday gatherings.
The government, I think, yeah, they should do something. They should tell them, like, not big gatherings. People are still not going to do it, but I think that's a good recommendation.
You see, people aren't going to do it. The government should tell them anyway. And, yeah, they should. So, yes, I would like the government to tell me everything to do with my life so I don't have to think about it. Okay, makes sense to me.
I feel like it should just be up to the family to tell each other what to do. Everyone knows what's best for them. They shouldn't have the government telling them what to do. Especially when they're not even doing the same thing themselves.
Don't you love it? Perfect. He gets it. I mean, you got Governor Newsom and Cuomo. I mentioned it earlier. Went over it pretty fast. Cuomo was talking nonchalantly in an interview about his mom coming down, the two girls coming out to see him. I mean, not a problem. I don't even know where they're coming in from. Or where they're coming from, you know. Maybe same state, maybe different state, I don't know. But it seems to be okay for them. Again, they live in a whole different universe. They don't have to adhere by the rules that they put out there. It really does get old after a while. And then we got another great one, too. I love this. Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving... Student government wants to change the holiday, Thanksgiving holiday name. At Santa Rosa Junior College in Santa Rosa, California, a recent discussion over history and offensive names of Thanksgiving. Now, the student government is now considering to change the name of the holiday. Student leaders discussed the formation of a committee. Well, of course, you got to have a committee. It's the best way to screw it up. And legislation to seek a new name with representative claiming Thanksgiving is really culturally inaccurate. Why? I mean, seriously, why? Listen, and you think it's sure, there's an embellishment. Nobody was there. You don't remember. You're reading journals. Some of the journals have differences in them as to what took place on Thanksgiving Day. But there was a point of Thanksgiving. There was a point of thanks for their new friends. You know, the way the left paints history, especially Thanksgiving history and Columbus, I love it. Columbus killed millions of Americans, Native Americans. How? How? Because he brought disease here? Did he do it on purpose? Did he know that was going to happen? By the way, for you history fools, he didn't end up in New York. He didn't even make it to mainland America, so to speak. But hey, he killed millions. He told his guys, when we get there, I want you to go on the land. I want you to kill as many of those Native American Indians as we can. It's just amazing. But we did this to ourselves. Here I go. I know you guys you can't say when I do this, but we gave up the schools. We gave up the education system. We hide in the corners because they're loud and they're bullies. The same people who scream about they don't want any bullying and have perfected the art of bullying. If you're a conservative teacher and you're hiding in the corner, you shouldn't be. Especially if you're in the union. You should be opening your mouth. You should be letting these people know they're not going to let this happen. I would love to start hitting these schools with real solid history events, history days, to talk about the truth of what took place on these days. Thanksgiving is a little dangerous because it's basically, well, I don't know. It's an antonym. A black student union rep by the name of Josh Poinsett pointed out, if you're going to be brutally honest, you could just say that it's Thanksgiving or Thanks-taking. Notice there's nothing here to explain why. They don't know because their professor said that. Professor seems like a smart guy. I probably should listen to him. Maybe he's right. A lot of us, especially indigenous students, they're very scared to come up to even join the clubs here on campus because of discrimination. They find it offensive to use the word Thanksgiving. Why? What have they been taught? What have they been told? You know what's really funny? I did this story last year. I should do it again. They talk about how bad the white Anglos that came in from Europe are. They never talk about the massive killing pits that they found. Because the Native Americans, and hey, if you're Native American, you want to call and challenge me, that's fine. But the Native Americans were brutal to each other from tribe to tribe. And it wasn't just a matter of killing the ones that they found or they fought with. No, they went and killed all the men in the village. You had piles and piles of dead bodies. And these mass graves, not even giving them singular graves as an honor to the body, to the warrior that they fought. But that, we can't talk about. She added that it's culturally inaccurate because they didn't give, their culture was taken. Really? Was she there? They didn't exchange food? They didn't work with each other at all? Sure, it didn't start off well. Then the relationship went well, and then it went sideways. Because, you know, that never happens. And how was their culture taken? And their land was taken. Now, in some cases, you're right, it was taken. Things were done terribly. But it's past history. We try to do better. We try to make it better. We try to help out. I love these people say, we should give it back to them. Well, give it back to who? Because the rightful owner may not be the Native Americans now, would it? Or could it? Where'd they come from? Where'd they come up from? Vice President of Marketing, Sebastian Bustamante, He pushed for the holiday's name change, sharing that the responsibility of student government is to be inclusive of everyone. But see, here's the funny thing about it. It's really not inclusive of everyone. You exclude 80% of the population. Whenever something is bad, horrible, evil, the public opinion describes it usually as giving a sugar-coated name. Right. God. And if they really want to go through this, read the book Trail of Tears. Who was the president? Was it Andrew Jackson? Remember him? Who was the president? Oh, he was a Democrat. Remember that? It's really funny about how they try to blame all this stuff on us when you go down the list of who really committed genocide, who really caused multiple deaths. Look at FDR, their god. I'm seriously, their god. The guy that was the creator of the New Deal. Sent thousands of Jews back to their death in Germany. Would not allow them after they made the trip across the Atlantic to stay in New York. Built, cages, fences, fenced in areas. And what did he do? He put the Japanese, the Germans, the Italians, the Irish in these places. Oh, it was for their own protection, by the way. At least that's what he told them. It's just amazing how confused these people are about reality and about truth. Carolyn Marshall agreed, saying it's really just a reminder of genocide, theft and assault. And so that's where I think some people would find it quite offensive. Again, there is no middle ground for these people. Right? There's no sitting down and talking it through at all, ever. What they believe to be truth and right. So it's real simple. Don't celebrate it. I'm going to. I'd celebrate Columbus Day, too. Think about what it took to come across the sea. Think about what it took, the bravery it took to do what he did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Fonzo Joe, 855-732-5562. I want you to, you know, head over to the website. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week, okay? I don't inundate because I hate it. I hate when they do it to me. So it won't inundate you at all, too. If you want to support the show, I told you, you know, the social justice platforms, the social information, what I don't know, whatever you want to call them, they are no friend of ours. They're not helping us at all. So if you want to contribute, there's a contribute button up on the website, or if you're one of those people who got your phone in your hand, want to do it now, wouldn't bother me at all. What you want to do is you want to type GoJo, all one word, GoJo, to 77948, GoJo to 77948. $5, $10, whatever it is, always helps out. All right, Bill Whittle, who's been around forever. Some of you remember him. He hasn't done much. Well, he does do a lot, but he doesn't do as much as he used to. And years ago, he did a piece on whose land is it? Because we always hear how much we stole it from them. And we should give it back to them. We should make it right. Well, before you professors, you ignorant professors there in colleges across the country, try to screw around with these little minds, maybe you should take a history lesson from Bill Whittle. Because he's laid it all out as to who it belongs to. And really what we should be doing with it. Take a listen.
Mexican racist groups like La Raza, which means the race, La Raza, is racist and defined. assert that Mexicans have the legal right to all of the southwestern United States because it was taken by force and is therefore illegally obtained. Let's examine this argument just a little more fully. La Raza claims that all of Texas is in that category. Mexicans should be free to go into Texas with impunity because Texas really still belongs to them, to Mexico. Well, let's stand well north of the current border. Let's stand outside of Lubbock, Texas, and see who we need to give this land back to. You see, America wouldn't return Texas to Mexico. We would return it to the Confederacy. We took it by force and therefore illegally, according to this logic. But, obviously, the Confederacy is gone. So we should then have to return it to its rightful owners, which is the Republic of Texas. The Texans would then have to give it back to Mexico since they took it from them by force. So Mexico has it. But then, of course, La Raza, being people of integrity, will demonstrate in the streets in order to give Texas back to Spain, since the Mexicans took it from them by force. Spain will then have to give it back to France, naturally enough, since Spain took it from France by force, and the French can just hand it right back, since they took it from Spain by force to begin with. So Lubbock belongs to Spain, who took it by force from the Comanches. Give Texas to the Comanches, then. We've got it solved. Only the Comanches took it by force from the Apaches. The province of Texas gets a little dicey here, since no one knew how to write before that time, but we do know that the Apaches pinched this land from the ancient Pueblo people, who hijacked it from the First View people, who captured it from the Plainview people, who conquered it from the Folsom people, who snatched it from Clovis Man, who arrived on what is now downtown Lubbock, Texas, USA, about 11,000 years ago. Now, since all of these owners took that patch of land more or less by force, no one owner is in any position of moral superiority. Yes, it was taken from them, but they took it from someone else. There are only two people on that timeline with a unique claim: the people who had it first, Clovis Man, and the people who have it now, us.
It doesn't get any more clear than that, correct? What do you think? It's really easy if these people just throw out these terms and they decide this is the way it's going to, but we never get any proof from them, right? And here you saw Bill Whittle just lay it out. And you see that, and this has happened in the Native American community hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of years. Like I said, why don't you do some research and find out what it was really like for the Native Americans in this country in the early days. And who was dangerous to who? Now, you people are paying tens of thousands and some $100,000 to send your kids to these schools to what? To be propagandized? I don't have any other name for it. I really don't even know what to call it. We could say brainwashed, but that's not really what I mean. I mean, seriously. They're being taught garbage, and you're paying for it. And what, a student loan debt now is hit well over $1 trillion? There's a Washington State University had a speaker who said that Thanksgiving is full of stereotypes of indigenous people. Well, okay, like what? I mean, seriously, it's almost like these people come up out of nowhere, and even though that we've had Native Americans around for hundreds of years, they've been involved in all kinds of celebrations and such in this country, but they're the only ones who know the truth. A professor of Indigenous Nation Studies who spoke at the Washington State University said that Thanksgiving is full of stereotypes aimed at Indigenous people. Now, she spoke on November 10th at Washington State in Portland. Well, hopefully she brought armed guards. State University Professor of Indigenous Nation Studies, Cornell Pewardley, also spoke on Thanksgiving and the views of the indigenous people who surround it. They discussed Thanksgiving as being a holiday that is not celebrated, not celebrating a harvest shared by the pilgrims and Native Americans, but a disturbing commercialization of it. the holiday, she says, should be decolonized. According to the Daily Evergreen, Pewdley set the conversation by saying that Thanksgiving had become a holiday that's full of stereotypes. He also stated that the young-aged children have been told a Thanksgiving lie, which they dress up as Native Americans. He said this objectifies those who are indigenous, as well as their cultures. Right? He added that the behavior of Halloween is similar in that way. Wow. So apparently, you can't do anything. If these people had it their way, what a sterile world we'd live in, wouldn't we? It'd be like the Chinese of old in the old communist days where everybody wore a gray suit. And yet, what's really funny is if you go out and ask people on their own, ask a Native American on his own, or their own, if they're truly offended by someone, you know, doing a play act or doing a what have you in Native American garb, I think you'd be shocked. Because all you're hearing is one side of this from one person who happens to be highly upset. He said the first several steps to occur when indigenous land is stolen, and children are taken, when religion and language are compromised. He described the fifth step, which supposedly occurs when the way in which indigenous people learn is taken away. The sixth step, he said, involves the sovereignty of indigenous people. The seventh is rewriting history. Well, let me tell you what, I learned history in the 70s. I learned that we weren't very good to them. What we did to them was terrible. But, you know, it's not like somebody went in there specifically to wipe them out. When the missionaries showed up to teach the savages, that's all they knew for the day. It wasn't like today's Democrat Party where they're looking to get power when they take over. They want to teach them English. They want to help them become civilized. They were teaching them the gospel at one point. Do I agree with everything they did? Of course not. Do I agree with the reason they did it? Yes, I do. They were trying to make a better way for these people, trying to help them out. They saw poverty. They saw strife. They didn't go in there to wipe out a group of people. But that's what they're going to teach your kids. This is kind of why I like this. Some of you hate it. But I like this distance training to a degree. Because I have parents sending me all kinds of emails going, oh my God, did you know they were teaching our kids this stuff? Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. I've been screaming about it for years. Nobody wanted to move on it. Now that it's in your face, you want to move on it. Great. Then let's really, truly move on it, not just complain about it. How many of you have sent me emails and complained about it would actually, if they opened up the schools on Tuesday, would stop complaining? Would you be looking at your kids' books? Would you be looking at what they were teaching them? You know, if you grab my book, still available on Amazon, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, those are all the labels the left gave us. But in there, I've got specifics like, interesting enough, I have a chapter that says, why do they have to lie to win? Why? Because their product is terrible. They have to tell you how great it is and what they've done for you when they've done absolutely nothing. I have a chapter in there on why we gave up, how and why we gave up our education system. And we did. A chapter about absolutes? Absolutely not. They won't allow it. Because if you have absolutes, then all of a sudden you have a right and wrong. They have to be responsible for what they do. That doesn't work for them. Seriously. This is why you have to be involved in your kids' education. Have to be. I did a story yesterday about charter school, how charter schools are flourishing. And not that they're flourishing, that more people are signing up for them. But their students are doing better with distance learning because a lot of charter schools are not what they call, you know, per-seat charter schools. They are truly distance learning. The kids come in 1 or 2 days a week to get help with their lessons. The rest of the time they are either online or doing the work at home. And they do well. They do really well. It's all in how it's presented. It's all in how it's done. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. God bless. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Look, never stop fighting. That man fought for you for 4 years. Whether he gets it again or not, never stop fighting it. He is going to go through hell in the next 4 years if he doesn't get back in. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great day.